You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Constable Kennedy sent me something that was very interesting. And let's go ahead and set the foundation of where this began. Now, last year, I did a particular HMT from across the pond for a guy named Kyle Clifford. And if you don't know who he is, he's the guy who offlined his ex-girlfriend, her sister, and their mother using a crossbow. Yeah, pretty savage. Pretty savage. However, now they've decided that they're going to try to link a particular person and say, oh my God, because he watched this guy's podcast or searched for this guy, then we're going to link him to what happened. Oh, no. That is absolutely disgusting that they would try to do this. But it does not surprise me. Now, this article was published on the 6th of March. It's lengthy, but I chopped it down and I actually got some stuff from another article that I'm going to put in too. Kyle Clifford watched Andrew Tate videos before triple termination. Yeah. Hopefully, Mr. Tate can actually sue this publication for slander or something. Just because he watched Andrew Tate before he did what he did, that has no damn bearing on what this man decided to do when he took matters into his own hands. Less than 24 hours before Kyle Clifford committed the triple termination that would leave his ex-girlfriend, Louise Hunt, her sister, and her mother deleted, he searched the internet for misogynistic podcasts. Ah, yes. Every damn turn. Misogyny. I'm so fucking tired of that word being thrown around society and shoved down our throat. That right there, gentlemen, is one of the biggest gaslighting words ever, right along with narcissist. However, as we all know, us men, we live in a blatantly misandric society. And yes, there are other men who actually practice misandry themselves. Yep, there are some men out there who are, in fact, open misandrists because they think, oh, we're going to protect women and this, that, and the other. Yeah, right. No, gentlemen, no. If you think you're going to be an open misandrist, you're actually more of a misogynist because you're saying that women still are incapable of taking care of themselves, even though we live in a society that says, oh, yes, women are equal to men. Okay, cool. If women are so equal to men, then guess what? Take the gloves off. Let these women live under their own damn strength. But we know society won't do it because women are the main cash cow. What was not revealed to the jury, who now have found the former soldier guilty of course, rape, adding to his previous admissions of termination, was that the 26-year-old had listened to the influencer Andrew Tate. Clifford watched up to 10 videos of the self-styled misogynist influencer in the lead up to the assault on Louise in what the prosecution called a final act of spite. Once again, what the fuck does Andrew Tate have to do with this man deciding that he was going to offline those three women? Not a damn thing. Mm-mm. But as we all know, this is a good way to try to drag Andrew Tate through the mud. Now, like him or not, personally, I can't watch his material, but I'll be damned if I say, you know what? Yeah, he has something to do with this. No. This is absolutely wrong, and they know it. But of course, any chance they get to take a shot at him, they're going to take it. Incandescent with rage that she ended their 18-month relationship, Clifford began plotting an attack on the Hunt family by researching and buying weapons while watching Skinamax, including a video of a prison officer having sex with an inmate. Once again, what the hell does that have to do with the case? We know further ways to soil the man's name. Prosecutors argued that, quote unquote, the sort of violent misogyny promoted by Tate is the same type of motivation that fueled both the terminations and the grape the four-day trial heard. No. Once again, I may not listen to Andrew Tate on an everyday basis, but no, he's trying to motivate men to be men, which ironically, that has become one of the biggest bad things in society. Oh no, just like Anthony Mackie is being canceled. Oh, Anthony Mackie, you're talking about promoting masculinity, but yet in a scene of a movie or a TV show of yours, you kissed a man, so you're being a hypocrite. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me people can't differentiate between an acting role and real life? Yeah, right. See, once again, gentlemen, we all know that masculinity has been under constant threat and attack. But then, when shit starts going south, oh, where are all the men? No, you got a whole bunch of sissy boys out there now. And now women are saying, oh my God, these men are just like us. They want princess treatment, blah, 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 blah. No, ladies, you want a society to boil men down to nothing more than a wallet, an ATM, an automaton to be used and exploited by you. You got what you wanted. Now you don't want what you got. Oh, well, deal with it. Mm-hmm. But the judge, Mr. Justice Benathan, ruled that the jury could not hear evidence regarding the offliner's interest in Tate, saying it was, quote unquote, deeply prejudicial to his case because the influencer was, quote unquote, almost a poster boy for misogynists. Yeah, at least the judge has some common sense to say, no, we're not going to include this. He told the court, it may be well that one takes an interest in Tate other than law enforcement officials. It could be seen as misogynist, but he conceded he could see the quote unquote potential relevance of the material. The prosecutor, Allison Morgan, KC, of course, a woman, had argued that the material Clifford was researching, included Skinamax, was important because it showed, quote unquote, how he views women and why sexualized violence is an important part of the attack. In legal argument, in the absence of the jury, She said, the fact is that on any sensible view, Andrew Tate back in 2024 and now was widely known as a misogynist, and that what is the defendant searching for less than 24 hours before he will try to get into the Hunt family home? He was searching for the Andrew Tate podcast. Once again, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? In his ruling, the judge said, quote unquote, the prosecution suggests the sort of violent misogyny promoted by Tate is the same type of motivation that on their case fueled both the terminations and the grape. The defense will submit this material has too vague a link and is far too prejudicial. That's about all I'm going to read for the article. However, getting back to the main question, what does this have to do with Andrew Tate? They would have been more likely to connect my channel with Mr. Clifford because, hey, I talk about it. But no, Andrew Tate, oh, we got to make sure to throw his name in there. Yeah, he searched for him. He watched his podcast. But Andrew Tate has nothing to do with this. And it's absolutely despicable that they would try to make Andrew Tate have something to do with this. Oh, we're going to link him to this. No. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, all in all, another attempt to drag Andrew Tate through the mud. I'm going to reiterate, I don't watch him like that, but this is wrong. This is absolutely disgusting, and hopefully he can sue this damn publication because it's absolute bullshit. If he watched anybody else, would they have said, oh, let's see, what if he would have watched Joe Rogan? Would they have made this article? Maybe, possibly. Ooh, what if he would have watched a Democratic podcast? Yeah. I wonder, would they have had the same reaction? Of course not. But, like I said, oh, we can find something to try to link Andrew Tate to something extremely bad, but nope. They were wrong. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And to these publications, these tabloids, they need to understand something. The social power that they think they have will go out. And these feminist writers and authors for these publications, guess what? Their jobs are going to go out right along with it. Because what men need to start doing is suing these outlets for defamation, for slander. And once again, I hope Andrew Tate, if he does, he sues them, makes an example out of them. Stop the nonsense. I didn't have anything to do with this. Just because this guy searched for me does not mean you should try to link me to a termination event. Nope. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.